This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Good time to get in touch with me if that's what's on your mind today. Because it's National Watermelon Day. Love watermelon. I finally figured out a way to schlep watermelon home from the grocery store. Because I don't have a car. And I know you can have one of those little old lady shopping carts. But somehow I can't bring myself to get one. Mostly, it's not even the old lady part of it. So you have to take it over there. I mean, it's really helpful bringing it back. Every once in a while, I'll convince the grocery store to let me bring the cart home, and then I bring it back. I leave my driver's license with them or something. I mean, it turns out to be exactly the same, right? You still have to take something over and bring it back. But it's also National Grab Some Nuts Day, which is, I'm going to say, without commentary. Just letting it go. Was that sneering I heard in the background there?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Now, I tried really hard to just let it pass, Manny. You are not helping me out here.
Oh, it's too hard, too long.
All right. Just ignore this part of the program, folks. All right. On this day in 1492, Christopher Columbus sails from Palos de la Frontera in Spain. And we know that yesterday, 5 years later, minus one day, that he discovered Venezuela. So there. You know, it's hard to imagine how awful sailing the ocean was and how dangerous and how long. I mean, right, the QE2 goes, what, five days, something to go from New York to England. Right, crossing, I think, is 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Think about months, and you didn't know where you were going, and you didn't have radar, and you had a sextant, you had a compass, and you had the stars, and the ships. If you've ever been to Plymouth Rock, which has been moved three times, and seen the Mayflower, it's tiny. You can't stand up in it. And okay, I'm 5'9", and people weren't as tall then, but still, and being below decks, and what about steerage? And your food was all rotten. And, I mean, it's unbelievable that people actually did this. It makes you believe in the unquenchable human spirit on some level. It really does. Man, throw me in irons. I'm not getting on a cross-Atlantic voyage where we think we're going to India and we run into this other continent. But we do give everybody syphilis, so I suppose that's fair. Not. And there's no food and you're going to get seasick like crazy, and, I mean, you may not even make it, and you're going to be on the water for, like, months at a time, having no idea where you are, and being convinced that there are dragons that are, you know, right at the edge that are going to eat you. I don't know. I think it took a special mentality or a special craziness. I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen, I know people who will not get on a huge cruise ship, which is like a floating block. Right? It's a building without their little, you know, their little seasick pills and whatever. And that's for like a couple of day cruise. And I think cruising is great fun. But, you know, today, not in 1492. Thank you very much. Okay. On this day in 1527, the first known letter from North America sent by John Rutt while at St. John's, Newfoundland. And it was delivered 100 years later. No, I'm making that part up. I mean, how would you know that was the first? It was the first that somebody saved, or the first that got delivered? Think about the post office going on for 89 years. I don't know. On this day in 1852, Harvard wins the first boat race between Harvard and Yale. It's also the first American intercollegiate athletic event. There you go. On the Charles River. I've sailed on the Charles River. I actually capsized a boat on the Charles River once. I didn't know how to land a boat, which is you drop the sail you know, and just sort of, not me, kept sailing, bashing in, actually capsized one. And Blue Cross Blue Shield played for tetanus and typhoid shots. I never got my head below the water, but capsizing, it's an interesting thing to do. I wouldn't really recommend it. The waters, both the Hudson, the East River, or I suppose the Hudson, the East River, and the Charles are all much cleaner now than they used to be. That's actually a Kennedy project. On 1859, the American Dental Association is founded in Niagara Falls, New York, because they're really good about rinsing. I don't know, I just made that up. In 1900, the Firestone Tire and Rubber Company is founded. It's an old company. In 1921, Major League Baseball Commissioner Kenesha Mountain Landis, what a name, confirms the ban of the 8 Chicago Black Sox the day after they were acquitted by a Chicago court. Ooh, remember the movie, John Sayles' movie. In 1936, Jesse Owens wins the 100-meter dash, defeating Ralph Metcalf at the Berlin Olympics. Hitler wouldn't shake his hand, remember that? I wasn't there. You know, let me go back to, you know, my whole thing about the Chicago Black Sox. Am I saying that I knew it from John Sayles' movie? I guess that was my point about Anna Gunn, is that so much of what we know about the world comes from movies. I mean, it comes from movies and television, and, I mean, certainly visually movies and television, somewhat books, but books, people don't read as much, and history is always written by the victors, and novels are fiction. I mean, radio... Certainly, is a way of tuning into the world, but it's limited and it's not visual. So the whole point of Hollywood, and Hollywood is just such a major force, not only in the United States but in the world. Do you know that China is now the number one market for U.S. movies?
Really?
Which shouldn't be, shouldn't be really completely surprising, but it is. So we have the movies have such a dominant role in how we see the rest of the world. And I guess it's one of the reasons I was so pleased to see Anna Gunn and her non-Hollywood body. You go, girl. And I was not decrying it. I was applauding it. In 1946, Santa Claus Land, the world's first themed amusement park, opened in Santa Claus, Indiana. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Before Disneyland, there was Santa Claus Land in Indiana. You go, Indiana. There we go. In 1949, the Basketball Association of America and the National Basketball League finalized the merger that would create the NBA. Did you know that?
I actually did not know that.
They took the A from the from the Basketball Association, took the National Basketball from the league, and combined them. That's one of those words that actually is a true merger.
Yeah.
So now, Manny, you're going to be so popular when you point that out. People are going to go, wow, is he cool or what?
Uh-huh.
See, that's my whole point about doing A Day in America. I don't know how much you guys use it. I use it all of the time. Because, like talking about the Lombard riots. I mean, things like that. First of all, it's water cooler conversation, right? And you know me, love trivia. All right, on this day in 2004, the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty reopens after being closed since the September 11th attacks. And then they opened the crown. I think they opened the crown only about 2 years ago. You can actually go up to the crown now. Have you ever been in New York?
I never have, no.
You have to come while we're still working together. Or although I suppose technically you don't have to come. But I'm a great tour guide. We'll take you over to the Statue of Liberty. Climbing the Statue of Liberty is one of the more claustrophobic experiences of your life, which everybody should do once. I'm not sure you need to do it more than once. And going up into the crown is truly claustrophobic. The Eiffel Tower isn't nearly as much, but the Eiffel Tower is a lot bigger. And it's open. There you go. So there we go. Let's see what else we've got. There's now a 6% digital download tax in Pennsylvania. What does that mean?
I guess if you... download
Netflix.
Oh, for Netflix.
Yeah.
Huh.
Extended.
I was thinking if you buy like MP3 music on like Amazon or something, you get charged.
Same thing.
6%.
Yeah. There's 6% sales tax extended to all digital downloads and streaming services such as Netflix and Hulu.
Wow.
Anytime you have a Pennsylvania billing address, well, I guess that means they're saying they're trying to fill a $1.3 billion hole. Well, that's a way to get people to move out of the state. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Janet, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Hey, Dr. Joy. How are you today?
Very well, thanks.
Your program, listening from the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Thomas, where I live. Actually, I divide my time now. I'm retired, and my grown kids are in New York, half in New York and half the time here in St. Thomas. And you evoke a nostalgic pattern when you talk about him. The Statue of Liberty and all those things, you know.
Right.
And the one thing I must say about living here in the islands, it costs a lot to go from island to island. There's so much to see. In New York, you can hop in a car, you go down to Pennsylvania, you go to the Poconos. But I really enjoy your show. It's beautiful down here. And my ancestors left the British Virgin Islands in 1919 when they used to go by ships and settled in Upper Harlem, which is still the love of my life. And,
Upper Harlem is? Yeah. What, have
yeah
you,
Sugar Hill. Sugar Hill.
When's the last time you were here? The last time you were in Harlem?
I came back 2 months ago.
It's changed a lot, hasn't it?
A lot in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
It has changed a lot. I mean, up there, it's so beautiful, you know.
It is.
Across the bridge from the Yankee Stadium. And my kids live in Queens and New Jersey, so I'm all over the place. It's a little tiring when I come back, you know, I'm getting older and traveling back and forth. And but it's fun. I decide to spend, as I say, half my time there, half my time here. And the one thing you were mentioning about traveling, I had a coworker when I came back. I worked for the Department of Education before retiring. And one of my coworkers took a trip to Spain. He and some friends and sailed from Spain all the way to the British Virgin Islands to one of the marinas, the same route that Christopher Columbus took. And
wow.
Quite a trip, yeah. As I said, there's a lot to do here. Beautiful islands around.
Oh, I've been there. I think it's a great place. I got one of my serious sunburns in BVI.
Yeah, my sister and I, my sister in New York, who hadn't been here in 24 years, we argue about the weather. She's saying it's hotter here than it is. If you're not in the sun, I live on a hill. You have the trade winds is blowing, and my house has 12 windows. She lives in an apartment that has maybe 4 or 5.
You just tell her that given a choice about being 90 degrees on the beach or 90 degrees in the subway, that you choose to be 90 degrees on the beach.
But the good thing about New York, though, in the summertime, the trains are air-conditioned, the buses are air-conditioned.
The trains are air-conditioned, the platforms are not.
I know, but if you don't have to wait, the one thing about New York, though, you don't wait too long for a train.
That's true.
I had a total knee replacement a year ago, so I don't ride the trains that much. I ride the buses. So I hadn't been down maybe twice in the last couple of months, but I'm half the way. I've been here 2 months ago, and I'll be heading up there again in another 5 months.
Well, we miss you, Janet, so come back to us.
Yeah, you need to. You have a live taping in New York. I mean, there's an audience, like if you watch Jeopardy or you watch any of those shows, you don't have that type of
thing. Do I watch television shows?
No, I'm asking if you have a live show with
taping. No, I'm live in New York from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. WVNJ.
You don't have a show like how you watch Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune or any of that.
I don't have a television show. I have a radio show.
Okay, that's what
I've had TV shows in the past, and I'm talking with people about doing one maybe going forward. I'm not sure about that.
I see.
Not sure how much harder I want to work, but we'll see.
I enjoy listening to your show. It comes on a local station here, and as I said, New York is the love of my life because I lived there when I was young, and I'm back and forth now that I'm retired. So I keep my radio tuned in just to listen to you.
Well, bless your heart. I really appreciate it. And if you ever run into problems, although it sounds like you're a pretty good problem solver, you just feel like you can give me a call whenever you needed to. All right?
I'm having fun. The thing about it is I have two homes. You know, I have the best of both worlds.
Amen. You know? There you go.
Amen. Thank you, God. So
exactly. You just get one dirty and then move on to the next one.
I know. Anyway, you take care. Have a great day.
Thanks, Cookie. You too. Thanks for calling, Janet. Have you noticed the people who call us from BVI are just unquestionably happy? You know, too blessed to be stressed?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, it's really amazing. Because we do get, in Puerto Rico, we have a bunch of stations down there, and they all sound happy and relaxed. And
well, the weather helps, I would imagine.
It doesn't hurt at all. I'm with you on that. All right. So, I mean, the idea that the when I buy stuff online, I mean, the idea that you charge sales tax online is when I buy something like at Amazon or on, I'm trying to remember if they do charge tax. I know if I buy something like from Bloomies, let's say, they'll charge tax. I'm trying to think if they do. They charge shipping and handling. Do they charge tax? I think some do, some don't.
Whenever I've bought music on Amazon, I don't think there's ever been a sales tax. Although, of course, I've never really thought to check.
I'm trying to think about it. I know on some stuff I do pay tax.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not sure what the differentiation is.
Well, I do know here in Minnesota there's no sales tax on clothing.
At all?
At all, no.
We have, every once in a while, there's a week where we don't pay sales tax. But other than that, I think we pay tax all the time. Mm-hmm. And in fact, here's my complaint of the day. Okay. I know, wine. I live near a kind of cool restaurant, and it's restaurant week. And they also have this thing that on Tuesdays, it's called Down Lower, Get Lower, something like that, where if you go to any of the restaurants that are listed, and there are a lot of them, including this one, you get 20% off on Tuesdays.
Mm.
So I got home, and I thought, you know what, I have time enough to do this, and it's restaurant week, so I can get kind of a decent meal, and it's 20% off, and I'll just get it to go, because that way, and they charged me 15% to go. They charged me sales tax, which was, almost 9%, 8.75% or something, which I expected to pay, and then a 15% takeout charge. And I said, I can understand 15% is certainly a normal tip if you're eating in the restaurant, because then you're using a server and you're getting water and they're taking your order and somebody's got to wash those plates and the silverware and the napkin. And so I understand certainly that kind of thing being added. But on takeout, it's in a plastic container and a bag, and it goes directly from the kitchen to you. I mean, someone hands it to you. But I was really surprised. Have you ever heard of that 15% for takeout?
Uh-uh. Hmm.
I could understand. For example, they charge like a 3% takeout thing or 5%. Because, the plastic costs something. It doesn't cost 3%. But 15%?
That's pretty extreme, if you ask
me. I thought it was ridiculous.
Mm.
So there we go. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis.
If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
All right, Judy, we've got the upcoming Broadway season, which starts next month already. We've got 2 one-man shows that that kick off the season. Back to the Black to the Future, written and performed by Lewis Black, starts September 12th. It's a limited run here, and will be on Monday nights when On Your Feet is Dark. Which is a very smart thing to do, right? Of doing a theater that Broadway, especially Broadway, not so much off Broadway, but Broadway does 8 performances a week, but Mondays are dark. So the idea of using a theater on Mondays is a really smart idea. It helps the theater because it means that there's additional revenue. It's a way of getting theater space in a very busy season. It's also a way of auditioning things to see if they're going to work. So very, very, very interesting notion. The Encounter is also a one-man show by Stephen McBurney, based on the true story of a photographer who finds himself lost among the remote people of the Javari Valley on the border of Brazil and Peru in 1959. It was at the Edinburgh International Theater Festival previously. Trust me, there's some more lavish things coming up. Oh Hello is a two-man show in which the actors play alter egos, opinionated 70-something native New Yorkers. I'm not sure how that's going to work. Probably work okay. Everybody in New Jersey will come and make fun of New Yorkers. Okay, the first big one, which actually starts in previous September 1st, Holiday Inn, the new Irving Berlin musical, based on the 1942 film classic. It was at the Godspeed Musicals in St. Louis, Muni. So that's going to be a big one. Nobody knows exactly who's going to be in it, but it'll probably have some big old names. It opens in October, but starts previews September 1st, so which I think is Labor Day. I think Labor Day is really early this year, is it not? Let's see. We're checking. We probably could have figured that out before we opened our book. No. Labor Day is actually the 5th, so it does open before Labor Day. Heisenberg, you know, the Heisenberg Uncertainty Principle. This is Dennis Arndt and Mary Louise Parker. Amidst the bustle of a crowded London train station, Georgie spots Alex, a much older man, and plants a kiss on his neck. This electric encounter thrusts these two strangers into a fascinating and life-changing game. Sounds kind of, I mean, Mary Louise Parker is always somebody to watch. But this is written by the same guy who did The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which is a terrific play. One Tony's, one Drama Desk, it's really wonderful. So it'd be interesting to see. The idea that it's called Heisenberg, and people know that that's the uncertainty principle, and the background of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime should be really exciting. Cherry Orchard, okay, Chekhov, not one of my favorite, but Diane Lane is in it at the Roundabout. I'm not a huge Chekhov fan, but I will certainly go see it. The Front Page, which was here before, this one has got Nathan Lane in it, John Slattery, John Goodman, Jefferson Mays, Rosemary Harris, Sherry Renee Scott. So a huge, wonderful cast. The reporters trying to beat each other out for the scoop. It was a 1928 comedy, Ben Hecht and Charles MacArthur. So that'd be, but Nathan Lane, John Slattery, John Goodman, woo, should be fun. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons on Broadway. Okay, we figured out who that could be. It's not Jersey Boys, which is about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. This is Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. So if you really wanted to overdose, you could go see Jersey Boys and Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons on Broadway, which I guess would be Frankie Valli's and Eight Seasons. No, that was, pretend I didn't say that. Falsettos is coming back again. I've seen it twice before. This stars Christian Borle, who is terrific. He was terrific in Pan. He was terrific as Shakespeare in, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. He's wonderful. I'd watch him read the phone book. Stephanie J. Bach. As Marvin struggles to create a tight-knit family out of his eclectic array of core relationships, including his ex-wife, his new boyfriend, his adolescent son, his psychiatrist, and his neighbors, amidst a series of monumental life changes, he's forced to reckon with his own views on love, responsibility, and what it means to be a man. It's a terrific play, and as I said, I've seen it twice before, but with Christian Borle, should be very interesting. Another revival, Les Liaisons Dangereuses. This has got Janet McTeer and Liev Schreiber in it, so that should be kind of cool. This was a revival of the 85 play about sexual intrigue in the 18th century. It was also a movie, and this is transferring from London, which has been a huge hit. Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. Josh Groban's going to be in it. This was a musical that played off-Broadway 3 years ago. Illusionist, turn of the century, with it's got a huge cast. I'm trying to think if there's anybody whose name I actually recognize. No, but they've all had some Broadway history. It's a magic review. I know. So that's why I didn't recognize them, because they're all in. They're all magicians. That'll be fun to watch. It only runs through January 1st. It starts November 25th. So this is basically, they're not sure when it's going to open. This is one of those, let's grab the tourist. But, I mean, I love magic shows, unless they put me on stage, at which point I hate magic shows. A Bronx Tale, this was the Chaz Palminteri. We're not sure who's going to be in it, but they're doing a jazz musical version of it. Story of a young boy from working class family who gets involved in the world of organized crime. Who knows? In Transit, an a cappella musical about life in New York City. Depends. Dear Evan Hansen, which has been playing off-Broadway, it's a musical about a high school's reaction to the death of one of its students. Be interested to see what happens. Master Builder, okay, the Henrik Ibsen play. This is a new translation. This is also coming from London. Produced by Scott Rudin. It's got Ralph Fiennes in it. Should be fun. Linda Edmond. Rafe on Broadway. Ooh, baby, baby. The Present. Cate Blanchett and Richard Roxburgh. A new play based on a Chekhov play. I know, people love Chekhov. This was seen in Australia. Let's see, what else we got? We've got Ruben Santiago Hudson is directing Jitney. This is by August Wilson. This is one of the August Wilson's plays that's never been seen on Broadway. It's set in this group of the 70s, a group of men who drive unlicensed cabs. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Charles Burrell is going to be Willy Wonka. Now, this doesn't open until March. So Charles has got a huge season coming up. He's going to be in two different plays. Wow, and he won a Tony last year. So what's the other one he's going to be in that I just said? He's going to be in Falsettos. But that apparently only runs, well, what if Falsettos runs for a long time? I don't know. He's got a good agent, I guess. Not going to see what happens about that one. But he's in two separate plays. Does he know that? Does his agent know that? Christian Borrell. I said Charles. It's Christian. All right, let's see. We got to burn this. Jake Gyllenhaal comes back. The Price, which is Arthur Miller's coming back. Nobody knows exactly who's going to be in it. Glass Menagerie is coming back. Sally Field in the Glass Menagerie with Joe Mantella, who is a great actor. I love seeing him as an actor. He's doing so much directing. We don't get to see him very much. So Tennessee Williams is coming back. Emily is the musical adaptation of the film that got Adri Tatou an Oscar. Halftime, formerly Gotta Dance, a group of expert dancers was tasked with getting professional basketball's first ever senior citizen dance team performance ready. This was a terrific movie, and it should be really fun. Miss Saigon is coming back. Oslo, which is moving to Broadway, I'm actually seeing that this week, it's off Broadway, is moving to Broadway with Jennifer Eel, Daniel Jenkins, Jefferson Mays. So this should be, I'll review the Oslo for you next week, but that'll be the off-Broadway, but it's moving to Broadway. Little Foxes with Laura Linney and Cynthia Nixon. I mean, this is going to be a huge season coming up. Hello, Dolly is coming back with Bette Midler and David Hyde Pierce. How much fun is that? That'll start in April. Preview started in March. Wow, what a season coming up with a whole bunch of really cool people on Broadway. Broadway, Bette Midler back on Broadway. How much fun is that? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come, by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Manny, this is your chance to talk about the fact we've got another email, right?
You've got mail, Dr. Brown.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
This one is from Beth, and she says, Dr. Brown, I heard you mention a book you had written some time ago. I think you said it was called Nobody's Perfect. It sounded correct. Like something I would be interested in, but I haven't been able to locate it. Is it still available?
You know, I'm so glad you asked that question, because several people have, on different fronts, have been, I own the rights. So what I'm trying to do is figure out, because several people have said, you know, can you reissue it? and I don't know if I want to reissue it as a book or maybe as an app. So can you stay tuned? Give me about a couple of weeks to kind of sort through how to do this. But I really, I don't actually know how to do it. But as I said, a number of people have asked it. And as I said, I got a really nice letter from a friend who said it was enormously helpful to him. So, so thank you. I mean, I could self-publish it. I suppose I could take to Amazon. I don't know. Let me investigate it, because, you know, I figure three people is not a whole lot, but three people in like 24, 48 hours is a lot. So let me see what I can do about it. All right. But thank you for asking. I don't know how to do that. I mean, I've written 14 books. Some of them are out of print. I actually just got a royalty check from Dating for Dummies, which I hadn't gotten for a while, so that's nice. Apparently people are buying Dating for Dummies again. Thank you, thank you. May have to do another update about that. I don't know about that. But I don't know. Yeah, because there, in Nobody's Perfect, there are a bunch of quizzes. So I was thinking about maybe there was a way of doing it as kind of an app or something. I don't know. I'll sort it out. All right, Manny, how about a program director?
Sure, and how about I fire this up, too?
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
All righty. See, does it make you jealous? Does it just inspire you to competitive heights, Manny?
Gives me kind of a kick in the pants to get
That's good. Right. That's good. We'd like that. Sure. There we go. Okay.
This one is from Thomas, and Thomas says, Dr. Joy, what are the basic psychological needs of all humans and how to meet these needs in a healthy manner, i.e. without harming or exploiting others in the pursuit of meeting these psychological needs?
Well, interestingly enough, if you think about what let me just sort of answer the first question. Basic psychological needs. I think we are social creatures. So I think we want to be involved with other people. I think love is kind of an interesting concept, especially when we're talking about psychology. But I think we want to have an involvement with other people. I think we want them to be involved with us. I think we want respect, whatever that means. So appreciation. I think we want kindness. I think we probably want sex, depending on the age and things of that sort. But that's part of connectedness. I think we want to feel useful, which is part of respect. I think harming other people doesn't really come with the basics. It comes with the bells and whistles, which is we want to feel safe, though human beings are going to vary greatly about how much they value safety. For some people, they never want to leave their comfort level, their comfort zone, which may be very small. I've worked in areas where I had my caseload was people who hadn't literally gone 20 miles outside of the place that they were born. They hadn't traveled there. They hadn't gone out to eat there. They hadn't gone out to school there. They hadn't married there. They hadn't. They lived literally within a 20-mile radius of where they were born, which for most of human history has been true of most folks until we talk about people like Columbus or Vasco da Gama. What a great name! So there's a basic need for safety, but some people are going to be bored with other people's level of safety. I don't know if it's a basic need for excitement or I think stimulation, but again, that's going to vary greatly. So the conflicts come, I think, not when we're talking about the basics. It's kind of the metaphor I use for socialism, that socialism works really, really well when people have nothing, that everybody gets food, everybody gets shelter, to each according to his needs and from each according to his abilities, right? Great, easy. It's just once everybody's fed, once everybody's got a place to live, once everybody's got some kind of social network, then, I'm not talking about Twitter, then people want more. Then there is, I was teasing Manny about it, but there is that human beings have somewhat of a competitive spirit, it seems, which is not unique to human beings. Some in the animal kingdom do, some don't. But the question, and again, it's going to vary from human being to human being, from society to society, what the norms are. So once people get competitive, then they think that maybe you got more food than they did. So if they got more food, then maybe it's okay to steal from them. Or maybe it's okay to not give them the corn that you were supposed to give them because they already got more food, so it doesn't seem fair to you. And so the conflicts with human beings, I think, come not with the basics. And there are other examples of that. When disaster happens, people come together and become, if not selfless, at least not very selfish, that they are willing to share, they are willing to donate time and blood and energy and space. It's when things, when people have enough and they want more. That's where the conflict comes, whether we're talking about power or land or money or someone else's wife or more drugs or more sex or more children or more whatever it is that people decide. It's not the basics, it's the more that get people in trouble. So the basics, and I think the question more appropriately might be, what shifts from people being able to be satisfied with what they have to wanting more? Because it's the wanting more, I'm convinced, is what causes the conflicts, not the just getting. Because although if people don't have anything, you have an unstable situation. That's when revolutions happen, whether you're talking about the French Revolution or the Russian Revolution or Watts or anything else. When people feel that they don't have anything, that's when things are unstable, especially if no one has anything. Then everything's okay, right? People will come together and share even their meager supplies. It's when people, there's a discrepancy between some people have and some people don't have. And when people realize that is when things become unstable. So it's not the, what are the basics? It's what happens when there's a disparity and people want more. We can talk more about this if you'd like. It's not even psychology, it's really politics 101, isn't it? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.